Two happy ladies, Gail and Wendy, have just left after a great breakfast here, after their swim. It's a glorious day, and what better than to then, after a glorious swim, have a fantastic breakfast and coffee amongst friends. And I was so proud to be able to serve them up a coffee that's been roasted by my brother and that I blended to actually his specifications, because it was the blend that I tried yesterday, the 3 parts da Terra Bruzzi and the 2 parts Casa Ruiz from Panama. And I tried it yesterday on Shirley and she liked it. She did feel that maybe, she preferred the one that was blended with the Mexican and with the Guatemalan, still having as a base the da Terra Bruzzi. But I also tried it then later in the early evening as an espresso myself, and I really liked it. And the more it cooled down to body temperature, the better it became. It really became even a bit smoky at the end, and it really had a satisfying, lingering aftertaste with it. So now that they've left, and I was just too busy entertaining them, doing scrambled eggs on toast and offering just a lovely, lovely breakfast and a lovely chat, that I didn't actually pull a shot for myself. But now in peace and quiet, I still have a bit left of that blend, and I've just produced a flat white for myself, which I'm curious as to what it really tastes like. I mean, they liked it and they like coffee. Shirley liked it. What am I going to say? Going in for my first sip. It's very smooth. It's really lovely. It's smooth. I tell you what, and the milk, I mean, cuts through it beautifully. And I even have already now this smokiness at the end, which is really satisfying. I mean, it's always good to have a nice breakfast with your coffee. So that helps. And just the whole experience is just satisfying. Just have to have another sip. Oh, yes. This is good. I can't say no more. This is really good, and it's a hit